这个大纲这个最后这个节嘛打错了，应该是第十二节到第十三节，就
I just opened the program that find out that the third bullet item that the verses is printed wrong. It says verse 4 to 6 should be 12 to 13.
我们开始我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，祝你为我们设立这个美好的主日，让我们一起来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a grace that you ordained this day, the Lord's day, that we can come to worship you.
主，你是那位在至高之处坐着为王、永远为王的独一的真神。
Lord, you are the one that sits in the Most High, and you are the Almighty and the Eternal God.
主，就求主你的圣灵引导我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to guide our worship today.
因为没有你圣灵的带领，我们不会明白你的话语。
Without the guidance of the Spirit, we cannot understand your words.
也赐给我们每个人一颗渴慕你话语的心。
And also grant everyone a heart that's thirsty and hungry for your words.
因为主，你在圣经中告诉我们，主，你厌恶那骄傲的人，你赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because you said in the Bible that you abhor those that who are proud, but give grace to those who are humble.
主，就求主你祝福我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to cover all our worship today.
让主你得到你的荣耀。
So that you get all the glory.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在新约圣经中，我们常常会借到以几个非常相近的词。
In the New Testament, we also often encounter that the words that have similar meaning.
比方圣徒、门徒、使徒，还有信徒。
For example, disciples and apostles and believers and the saint.
那么他们都有一个共同的意思，他们也有不同的之处。
They all have some common meaning, but also has some differences in them.
那么圣徒的意思就是靠着神的恩典，被神分别为圣，归给神，跟随神的人。
Saints that include those that by God's grace that they are separated from the world, that they separate themselves for God.
当我们因为圣灵的工作，诚心愿意接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，还有我们生命的主以后。
When we under the work of the Holy Spirit and become willingly to follow Jesus Christ's teaching and become a believer,
我们就成为圣徒。
Then we become a saint.
被神从这个世人中分别出来。
And we are separated by God from this world.
过属于神的圣洁的生活。
Then we live a life that belongs to God, a holy life.
每日都能与神同行。
And every day we walk with God.
成为被基督重价买赎的人。
We become the people that is purchased by God, Jesus Christ, the price of His life.
也成为一个新人，成为在神眼中圣洁的人。
And then we become a new person, and in God's eye, we are a holy one.
那门徒的意思呢，就是基督的门徒之意。
And the disciples, that means the followers of Christ.
那么他们是常常寻求神的旨意。
And they often seek God's will.
愿意把耶稣基督的教导实践在日常生活中的人。
And they want to apply the Lord's teaching in their daily life.
那么主耶稣呢，在世传道的时候，还有他复活升天以后，直到现在。
During the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is on earth during his ministry until his resurrection.
那么在世界各地有许许多多他的门徒。
Even so these days, among the world, there's many disciples, believers of Jesus Christ.
那么使徒，那么不但是基督的门徒。
And the apostles not only the disciples of Christ.
而且是有从神而来的使命，还有负担。
They also have the mission from God and the ministry burden from Him.
那么他们是为着一个特定的神的计划去行出来的人。
And they are separated particularly to fulfill some mission from God.
那么在马太福音第十章第一节。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 1.
那么他这样讲，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶出污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and afflictions.
所以这里告诉我们，这些门徒呢，这些使徒他是门徒，只不过是主给了他们特别的权柄。
And this tells us that those apostles, they are disciples, and God gave them special authority.
那么保使徒保罗呢，他自称为使徒。
And Apostle Paul, he calls himself apostle.
那么在罗马书第一节，第一章第一节，这样讲：耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
And in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1, Paul says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
所以呢，使徒、门徒和使，所以圣徒、门徒和使徒从不同的角度。
So apostles, saint, and disciples from different angle.
不同层面来体现一个真正的基督徒的状态和生活。
From different level, they reveal that a believers their life and their mission.
是靠着神得胜并影响这个世界的人们。
And they are triumphant because of God's power, and they are affecting the whole world.
那么信徒呢？他是只是在使徒行传之后才提及圣徒这个词。
And the
信徒。
And the believers, it's after the Acts, then they are called the Christians are called believers.
那么因此呢，信徒一个这个词呢，应该是指所有声称相信耶稣基督是救主的人。
And the believers are those that who truly believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior.
那么他包括所有的口头上承认是基督徒的所有的人，也就是泛指基督徒。
And it includes all who are prophesied by their mouths that they are followers of Jesus Christ.
那么从此呢，我们可以看到。
And from this we can see.
按照顺序，信徒、门徒或圣徒，还有使徒。
And according to the sequence, the believers, the saint, and the disciples and apostles.
那么他们的范围是越来越小。
And their covered area becomes smaller.
那么使徒一定是圣徒或门徒。
The disciples must be believers and saints.
那么信徒不一定是圣徒或者是门徒。
But the believers not necessarily the disciples or apostles.
这不一定是使徒。
Not necessarily the apostles.
那么今天的信息是主耶稣设立十二使徒以后。
And today's sermon is after Jesus Christ ordained his 12 apostles.
那么他是第一次差遣他们完成他交托的使命。
This is the first time that they accomplished that Jesus commands for them.
那么从信息中我们会看到。
From today's sermon we will see.
使徒们服从主的差遣，出去传道、赶鬼和医病。
Apostles, they follow God's command when they go out, preach God's word, and heal the sick and cast out the demons. And these are all the ministries that Jesus Christ came to this world for.
其实呢，不管是圣徒、门徒，或者是使徒，我们都是神的子民。
No matter is believers, saints, disciples or apostles, we are all God's people.
所以呢，我最大的使命其实就是信靠、顺服我们所信的主。
The greatest mission is to trust, believe our Lord, then accomplish His mission.
也就是耶稣基督。
And we trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这也是今天的主题，就是神的子民的使命，就是顺服主的吩咐。
This is today's theme, that the mission of the 12, the disciples is to be obedient to God's command.
那么我们分三点来看。
And we will look at this in three categories.
第一点就是主耶稣差遣十二使徒，就第七节。
And the first is the Lord Jesus sent his 12 disciples.
第二点就是主耶稣嘱咐十二使徒。
And the second is the Lord Jesus charged his apostles.
第八到十一节。
And it's from verse 8 to 11.
最后两节就是十二使徒他服从主的吩咐。
And the last the two verses is the 12, they submitted to the Lord's commandments. First, let us look at how Jesus sent his 12 disciples.
Verse 7.
Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits.
那么这里我看到了耶稣差遣他的门徒的时候，他是有计划、有步骤的。
And from here we can see that Jesus has the plan, and he's doing this step by step to send out his disciples.
他首先把他的门徒集中在一起。
First, he gathered them together.
然后两个两个分一组。
And he divided them two by two.
然后赐给他们权柄。
And gave them authorities.
其实主耶稣呼召十二门徒的时候，就给了他们交代他们将来的使命。
When Jesus called his 12 disciples here, they charged them with their mission.
所以这在马可福音三章十四十五节里面是这样讲的。
And it's in Mark chapter 3, verse 15.
所以这是主耶稣起初呼召这十二个设立十二门徒的十二使徒的时候，他这样讲，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
This is how Jesus called his 12 apostles to have authority to drive out demons.
所以从此呢，这十二个人呢，他们就常常的与主耶稣在一起。
And afterwards, that these 12 apostles, they often be together with the Lord.
跟随主耶稣往来于各地，听他的教训。
And they followed Jesus everywhere and proclaim his teaching.
并且亲眼见证主耶稣所行的各样神迹奇事。
And also the eyewitness of all the miracles and healings that from Jesus Christ.
那我们知道十二使徒呢，它是包括彼得、雅各、约翰和其他几位。
And we know that the 12 apostles include that Peter, James, and John, and also other disciples.
那么这里我们看到主呼召这些门徒，他是为了一个特别的目的。
And here we know that Jesus calls this 12 apostles separated, that he has his own plan.
那么这个目的就是要差遣他们出去传道赶鬼。
And the purpose is for that to send them out to preach God's word and to cast out the demons and to heal the sick.
这是与他起初训练他的时候是完全一致的。
And this is also in accordance with the first time that he called those 12 out.
这里我们也注意到呼召总是在裁决之前。
And we know that the calling is always before the sending.
那么主的呼召也是有对象的。
And the Lord's calling is always has his target.
那么马太福音十一章二十八节告诉我们。
And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 tells us.
马太福音十一章二十八节，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
那么当人们响应主的呼召归向他的时候
，When people answering God's calling and set themselves to follow him.
他就差遣他们出去完成他的事务。
And then he sent them out to accomplish his mission.
那么就像马太福音二十八章十九节前半部分说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Just like it's described in Matthew chapter 28, that you should go and make disciples of all nations.
那么在希腊语中，动词差遣跟名词使徒还有同样的词根。
And in the original Greek words, that the verb sending and the noun apostles, they have same meaning.
那么使徒的意思也就是奉差遣的人。
And the apostles that means that those who are sent by God.
那么使徒与门徒的意思，所以就是有很大的不同。
And there's differences between apostle and disciples.
门徒我们一般是指着跟着老师当学生或者当学徒的人。
And for disciples, that to those that who are follow the teachers and become acquaintances, apprentices of the teacher.
而使徒呢，是由他的主人特别授权，并且呢，奉他的名。差遣出去完成一项特殊使命的人。
And the apostles are those specially called for special mission and to accomplish the special task for his Lord.
那么在以弗所书第二章二十节告诉我们。
And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20 tells us.
他说教会是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣。自己为房角石。
And the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
所以这里告诉我们，使徒在教会的历史上有着非常重要的特殊的地位。
And here it tells us the apostles in the church's history, they have a very important position.
那么这里也告诉我们，主耶稣是两个差遣。那么主耶稣差遣他的使徒的时候
，And here also we know that when Jesus sent his disciples，
是两个的差遣的。
He sent them two by two。
那么这里有两个可能的理由。
And there might be two possible reasons.
那么第一，两个人在一起呢，可以互相作伴，那么工作呢更有力量。
And the first, the two they are together, they can cover each other and they can support each other.
那么就像传道书四章十二节中告诉我们的。
Just like it described in the book of Ecclesiastes.
那么这里说有人攻胜神一人，若有二人，便能抵挡他。三五合成的绳子不容易折断。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strength, the cord of three strengths is not quickly broken.
所以这第一点就是，耶稣基督他派他的使徒出去传道、赶鬼、医病。他呢是两个两个的，并没有一个一个的把他们派出去。
That's why Jesus sent out his apostles two by two instead of only one by themselves.
那么第二个原因就是旧约中要求两三个人做见证才能定人的罪。
And another reason might be that in the Old Testament, only two or three persons that give testimony that is valid.
那么在申命记十九章十五节告诉我们。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19 tells us.
那么申命记十九章十五节，人无论犯什么罪，做什么恶，不可凭一个人的口做见证，总要凭两三个人的口做见证，才可定案。
Verse 15, one witness is not enough to convict a man accused of any crime or offense he may have committed. A matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
所以我们知道这些使徒出去传道感染你一定时候，那有的人拒绝，有的人听从，所以呢，他们就要有两个人才能一起定这些人是罪还是没有罪。
We know that when the apostles they are sent out to preach God's word or doing some miracle works, some people might reject them. So there should be two or three people that they're together so they can set up the, have the testimony to, against the, that who are reject and do harm to them.
那么主耶稣差遣他们出发前，也赐给他们能够胜过污秽的权柄。
And when Jesus sent them out, he also gave them the power that they can overcome the evil spirit.
那么主耶稣这里为什么要赐给他们这个权柄？
Why Jesus here gave them the authority?
那么他的目的是让他们能够在医病赶鬼的神迹。
So the purpose is so they can perform this miracle.
那么这样做是要想让那些看到使徒所行神迹的人知道。
The reason that is for those people that who when they see the miracle they are performing, they will realize.
使徒能行神迹的权柄是神所赐的。
And the authority that the power they can do this is from God.
这个也能帮助人们相信使徒所传的道是确实的。
And help people that who believe that the word they are preaching is truth.
也让他们知道神的国已经来到这个世上。
And let the others to understand that the kingdom of God is here.
那么就像摩西领以色列出埃及之前。
Just like when Moses, that his before he lead the Israelites out of the out of Egypt.
那么神也赐给他行神迹的能力。
And God also grant him the power that can perform miracles.
好让法老相信他是神派来的。
So that Pharaoh will believe that he's from God.
所以主这里不但是赐给他们权柄。
So here the Lord is not just giving them the authority.
主也给他们很多的嘱咐。
And also the Lord charges them with many other commands.
那么是第二点，主耶稣给十二使徒的嘱咐。
And the next is the second point we are going to illustrate.
这在第八节到第十一节，我们先看第八节到第九节。
And verse 8-9.
并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。
These were his instructions from the Lord. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals but not an extra tunic.
那么这些嘱咐的目的是让他们行路的时候一次尽量轻便。
And these instructions, for them is the main purpose is so they can set out their journey easily.
那么第二个目的就是让他们不要靠自己，要完全信靠神完全的供应和保守。
And another purpose that they do not rely on themselves, they totally trust God, His provision and protection.
那么这里所说的要带拐杖，并且要穿鞋。
And here he told them to wear sandals and bring a staff.
大家如果注意的话，那么在同样的事件，在马太福音第十章第十节，还有路加福音第九章第三节，说的是要不要带鞋跟拐杖。
And the similar instruction that recorded in Matthew and Luke, it says, do not bring staff or wear sandals.
所以这个看来好像是几处福音书记载的互相矛盾。
There seems a conflict here.
其实呢，它并不矛盾，原因是因为拐杖呢，在希腊语中，它的本意是一根木棍或者是一个木棒。
But actually, if you look, study carefully, there's no conflict because the staff in Greek means that a stick.
那么木棍呢，是牧人用来引导羊群，或者是作为拐杖用的。
And the stick that for shepherds to guide and protect the sheep.
在马可福音就是这个意思。
And in the book of Mark, that is the meaning.
木棒呢，它是牧人用来保护羊群的武器。
The stick is the tool that the shepherd protects his sheep.
所以这是马太福音跟路加福音所指的。
And this is the, what it means that in the book of Matthew and Luke.
所以这里是主耶稣其实在说，你们不要带武器，却可以带一根帮助行路的拐杖。
And in Mark, that Jesus tells them, do not bring any weapons to defense, but bring a staff that help you walk. So there's no conflict here.
那么马可福音这里说的鞋是指巴勒斯坦地区人们所穿的那些很轻的那种拖鞋。
And the sandals here, that means the sandals that the people that in Palestine they wear is very convenient.
而马太福音和路加福音所指的是那些能帮助脚面的脚重的鞋。
And the shoes that says in Matthew and Luke is those that to help you walk, those kind of shoes.
所以这几处的经文它并不矛盾。
So there's no conflict among them.
我们再看第十节。
And verse 10.
又对他们说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。
Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town.
那么这里主耶稣是在告诉我们。
And here the Lord is teaching them.
他早已为他们在他在所要去的地方预备了人来接待他们。
He already prepared people to receive them when they go there and preach God's word.
他要的是他们的信心。
He wants them to have faith in him.
告诉他们，你只要凭信心去就好了。
And he's telling them that you go out by faith.
就像主耶稣让他的门徒为他预备进圣城的驴驹，还有他最后的晚餐的时候所告诉他们的。
It's just like when Jesus is about to take his last supper, he already commanded, prepared the donkey for himself and the house that he will have the last dinner with his disciples.
我们读圣经的时候，我们会发现，当他的门徒去做这些事情时候，所发生的跟主耶稣基督所告诉的是完全一致的。
When you read the Bible, then you will find out that the things that Jesus told them, he already prepared. When they arrived there, it just happened as he has told.
所以这也是主耶稣让他的门徒认识到他们的主是全知全能的，也是完全信实的。
And this also teaches the disciples that their Lord is all-knowing, almighty, and all-powerful God knows everything.
我们再看第十一节。
And let us look verse 11.
何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。
And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them.
那么跺下脚上的尘土是当时以色列人的一种吩咐。
And shaking the dust off the one's feet is a custom tradition in the, that, that is Israelites. Because the Israelites think they are the only one that are clean. All the Gentiles, they are unclean. If they came back from the Gentile area, before they enter the territory, they will shake the dust off their feet.
So that they will
not bring the uncleanness from the Gentiles world into their own, into their clean world.
那么其实我们在使徒行传十三章五十一节也看到类似的情形。
So there is a circumstance recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章五十一节，那么当保罗跟巴拿巴在外邦的安提阿传道时。
Acts chapter 13, verse 51.
那么他们遇到了逼迫和拒绝的时候，就跺下脚上的门。
When the apostles and disciples they preach God's word in the town of Iconium, that they encountered the rejection, so they shake the dust off their feet.
所以这节经文就说，二人对着众人跺下脚上的尘土，就往以哥念去了。
So this verse says, so they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went up to another place.
那么这里主耶稣也是在事先告诉他的门徒。
And here the Lord Jesus is telling them ahead.
那么他们在船上一定会遇到拒绝或者是遇到逼迫。
When they preach God's word, they will encounter rejection and persecution.
所以他就告诉他们。任何地方的人如果不接受使徒或拒绝他们传的道
So he told them any place that refused them and rejected the word they're preaching
那么他们就要把脚上的尘土跺下留在那里
So they should shake off the dust from their feet and leave those in their place
作为他们不信的证据
So and leave a testimony to against them And this way that not only the blessings from God will not fall into this place Because they reject the gospel, the good news, then they will face God's final judgment
那么马可福音第九章三十七节这样告诉我们
And in Mark chapter 9, verse 37 tells us
他说凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的就是接待我凡接待我的不是接待我乃是接待那差我来的
Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me but the one who sent me
那么也这里告诉我们人们对使徒和他们所传的道的反应就是他们对耶稣基督的反应
Here tells us the reaction that people showed to the preaching of the apostles is actually the reaction they are showing to God
他们不接待使徒就是不接待耶稣基督
If they refuse the apostles then they are actually refusing God's grace
那么接待使徒和他们所传的信息就是在接待主耶稣
Receive the apostles and their teachings is actually receiving the Lord. Because they are apostles of Jesus Christ and they were sent by the Lord. Actually, God not only gave the mission to preach His word only to the apostles. He also gave this mission to every one of His children. So we need to seize every opportunity to tell the good news to people.
所以这也是主对我们的命令，就像马太福音二十九章十九节我们刚才说到的，他们说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So this is a great mission, just like it described in Matthew chapter 28. We need to go out and make disciples all over in all nations. This is a command from God. There's no other choice. If we do not do that, we are disobeying God. And we are sinning against God. And it also described in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33.
那么以西结书三十三章八到九节这样讲，说我对恶人说，恶人呐、啊，你必要死。你以西结书不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他们丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人转离所行的道，他仍不转离，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。
Verse 8 to 9, when I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways. That wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his way, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin.But you will have a save. You will have saved yourself.
所以呢，世上只有两种人。
In the world, there's two kinds of people.
信神的人，还有不信神的人。
The one that who believes God and those who do not believe God.
那么信神的人被称为义人。
And the believers are called righteous people.
而不信神的人就是恶人。
And the unbelievers.They are called wicked people.
那么当人听到福音时不接受。
When people hears the gospel, then they refuse to accept them.
那么他要为此负全部的责任。
And he will be held accountable for his rejection.
那么在信与不信之间没有中间的地带。
Between the believe and not believe, there is no middle ground.
那么信的人被称义得救。
And the believers, they are justified and they are saved.
不信的人就被定罪，等候最后的审判。
The unbelievers, they are not justified and they will remain wicked and wait for the final judgment.
那么当主耶稣召他的使徒招出来的时候，他是每两个分离。
And when Jesus called his apostles, he called them two by two.
那么又赐给他们权柄来制服污鬼。
And then he also gave them authorities to overpower the evil spirit.
然后又嘱咐他们要带什么和不带什么。
He also gave them instructions to what to bring and not bring.
以及呢，拒被拒绝的时候应该怎么办？
And when they encounter the rejections, how they should do, what they should do.
所以这些招待完以后，那么使徒就启程来奉主的名出发了。
After all these instructions and the commandments, then they set out for their journey.
那么这就是我们最后一点，十二节到十三节啊，十二使徒他服从主的吩咐。
And verse 12 and 13 tells us how the apostles that they obeyed God's command.
我们看十二最后两节，门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，又医治了许多病人，治好他们。
And they went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
那么从这里我们看到，使徒们领受了主的差遣。
And here we can see that the apostles that they accepted God's sending.
主教他们吩咐去完成主教过的使命。
They obeyed the commandment and they went out to accomplish the Lord's command.
那么这里虽然我们没有提到他们传道的细节内容。
Here it didn't mention the details what they are preaching.
那么，但是我们却可以肯定，他们所传的主题必然与主耶稣所传的一致，因为他们常常跟随他来听他传讲的福音。
but we're sure they are preaching the same theme that the Lord once preached to them.
那么在马可福音一章十四节后半部分到十五节是这样讲的，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说日子满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
And in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 to 15 says, Jesus went out into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
所以呢，我们也发现，我们赶出许多的鬼。
And we also know that the apostles they cast out many evil spirits.
而且医治了很多的病人。
And also healed many who are sick.
所以呢，使徒们这次宣教成功和主耶稣在自己家乡拿撒路所遭遇的情形形成一个很鲜明的对比。
And there's a vivid comparison that the success of the apostles and how they preach the good news in the area of Galilee.
那么从上午的信息我们知道。
From last week's sermon, we know.
那么主耶稣在他的家乡不能行什么异能。
And Jesus cannot perform any miracles in his own hometown.
只是医治了几个人。
And only healed a few.
这里我们看到使徒们赶出了很多巫鬼，也医治了很多的人。
Here we know that the apostles they cast out many demons and also healed many who are sick.
所以呢，拿撒勒出现的结果，并不是因为我们的主耶稣缺乏能力或者权柄。
So the result that from the preaching in others from our Lord is not because the Lord lack of power and he cannot do certain things.
那是因为那里的人不信的原因。
Because the people they're not believing.
那么是徒自己能够成就这些。
And the apostles, the reason they can accomplish this.
是因为他们对主的信靠和顺服。
Because that they are trusting, they were trusting God and depend on Him.
所以呢，我们今天讲到使徒十二使徒第一次顺服的差遣。
And today we shared that the first time that the apostles was sending out from the Lord.
他们遵守主的吩咐。
And they obeyed the command from our Lord.
完成了主所交托的事。
And accomplished the mission that the Lord gave to them.
那么从这段信息我们也知道。
And from this paragraph that we know.
那么主呼召每一个人都与他有共同的目的。
And the Lord who calls everyone has a common purpose.
就是叫他们做他的门徒。
He called them to be his disciples.
把福音传给那些他没有相信的人。
Follow him to preach the good news to those who are not believed yet.
我们虽然不是使徒。
Though we are not apostles.
神也把我们呼召在一起。
God also calls us together.
在我们的教会一起来侍奉，彼此来扶持，彼此来鼓励。
In this church that we serve together and we encourage and teach one another.
那么一起为主做美好的见证。
And we together bear good testimony for the Lord.
那么就像主耶稣他们是一个一个的差遣他的使徒。
Just like the Lord did not send his disciples one by one.
而是一组一组的差遣。
And he sent them by group.
那么我们侍奉主也不是孤独的、单独的。
So when we serve the Lord, we are not alone.
那么我们的属灵的生命的成长也不是孤立的。
And our spiritual life, our growth of our spiritual life is also not isolated.
而是弟兄姐妹在主的教会中一起侍奉，一起成长。
It's the brothers and sisters we together to serve and grow in His church.
把福音传给我们的邻舍。
So that we can preach the good news to our neighbors.
让基督的爱充满我们的教会。
And let the love of Jesus Christ fill our church.
那么对于在座的我们每一个成长。
And as for every God's children.
不管我们是在哪方面侍奉。
No matter what area you are serving.
那么主要的不是我们的能力。
Not because of our own ability.
那么主要的是我们对他的完全的忠心。
And the Lord asks us to be fully, totally faithful to Himself.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
就是我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace.
主，你就是透过你的话语，让我们明白主你的旨意。
And through your word that you want us to understand your will.
主，你也透过你的话语，让我们明白我们的需要。
And through your word, you want us to see our need.
主，就求主你继续引导、祝福、带领我们的教会。
Lord, we ask you to continue to bless and lead this church.
带领每位弟兄姐妹。
Lead everyone of us.
让我们更加的有一颗忠心来侍奉主。
So that we will have a faithful heart to serve you more eagerly.
来跟随主，做主忠心的仆人。
We follow the Lord and be His faithful servant.
做主的门徒。
Be his disciples.
主，让众人看到主你的爱就在你的教会之中。
So that the world will see that your love is filled in this church.
也吸引更多的世上的灵魂来到你的殿中来认识你，来敬拜你。
And draw more lost souls to your church, to your kingdom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.